This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the Super Bowl, which I'm looking at right out the window over here, about a quarter mile away, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch. Thank you so very much for what you're doing to keep America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Parler. When it comes back, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great little things we have to offer. Okay, joining us right now, we have from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, the chairman and a retired United States Air Force Colonel, Jim Warshak. Good morning, Colonel Warshak.
Good morning, Matt. How are you today?
Not too bad. I'm doing great. If I was doing any better, I'd be tap dancing out there in the middle of Raymond James Stadium. You'd want to see that one. All right, let's do the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United, States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was formed and started under Judeo-Christian values. Now, Colonel, I want to start out, first of all, with a horrible incident, Sunrise, Florida, yesterday. The two FBI agents that were ambushed, fatally shot, the three others that were wounded by this suspect who later reportedly took his own life. We're not saying his name just because we're not. They were trying to serve a warrant related to a child exploitation investigation. It was actually a child porno ring, according to the FBI. And their rules of engagement, I guess they weren't supposed to be standing there ready to do whatever, and they wound up getting taken down. It was a shame, real shame.
Yeah, and as we discussed during the break, you have to wonder what the rules of engagement were, why they weren't prepared for this. In other incidents, when you're dealing with any type of human trafficking, child porn ring, you would think that the culprits involved are going to be always on the lookout, that they may be taken down by law enforcement and are prepared, which this person was, but the FBI agents
weren't,
sadly and unfortunately weren't. So that's a question that's in my mind, and I know it's in your mind as well.
Yeah, because you know, there was a circumstance that happened a couple of weeks prior to that same scenario, a man and a woman, and they came out with weapons and they were shot before they had a chance to do anything. But still, you really got to wonder, and it's just a shame. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the law enforcement community as well as to the units involved down there, Miami-Dade. And this woman that was killed, the FBI woman, she was one of the premier investigators when it came to child pornography and whatnot. That was her specialty.
Right, and I agree. And our hearts go out to the families for these lost veteran law enforcement agents. But I tend to think this is something, I know it's followed pretty closely in our part of the area in Tampa Bay and a number of counties have a number of major arrests over the last year with regard to child porn and human trafficking. So we'll see where this leads.
Yep. Now, Joe Biden has appointed or is going to appoint a reality czar, whoever that might happen to be, to tackle the disinformation that's coming out from the communication sector, whether it be the media, the internet, newspapers, whatever. I just don't have any idea where this could go, but I can imagine.
Well, I tend to see that going. Looked at that yesterday, a number of directions. You know, a censorship czar, I don't. You know, it's confusing to have somebody called a reality czar, which automatically they're going to put a definition out there of what reality is, what we're supposed mm-hmm. to believe, or what the world should look like. And that's pretty dangerous, because right off the bat, you're working with one opinion,
yep.
and they are dictating what you should think reality is.
Yep.
And that's a dangerous road to go down.
Yeah, and of course, our governor yesterday became the first Republican governor in the country to unveil legislation cracking down on big tech. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tore into big tech companies, calling them enforcers of preferred narratives whose economic interests are not in the best public interest. He gave quite a speech yesterday and talked about privacy and free speech rights here for Floridians.
Yeah, I'm really glad he did that, because that needed to be heard. And, you know, that is the main narrative right now going on in the media. I've been battling with a couple of media outlets myself, because I refuse to accept the fact that the election in November was free and fair. There's no evidence of fraud. There was no evidence that any left-wing groups were involved in the Capitol raid. It was all MAGA Trump people, and I refuse to accept that. And they're coming after me. I had to go back with a rebuttal to the Orlando Sentinel on it. But that's what Governor DeSantis is talking about. You know, these big social media companies are serving as utilities. You don't get to dictate what people do.
Yep.
You know, especially when we're talking about First Amendment rights.
Yep. Hold that thought. And folks, we are going to get into that, because I have some firsthand knowledge from a witness who was there. Okay. He was there in Washington, D.C., at the rally, not the protest. He wasn't there for the protest. He was there for the rally. He's come and had lunch with us twice now at the Mission Barbecue, and we have had a conversation with him. Wait till we tell you about what he's telling us, okay? I'm trying to get him on the show, but I'm still a work in progress. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And you know, there's nearly a week that goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey asking me to come up there and meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Because you see, we've got people coming from all over the place. The Panhandle, South Georgia, North and South Carolina, the Midwest, and all over Florida and Tampa Bay, too, to buy vehicles from Moss Nissan because they cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Don't forget the You Serve, You Save policy. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and pastors get very good care taking care of them and special consideration, too. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all of the colors and accessories that you could dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins? Got them. They're commanding a great resale value, so take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. You might get more for your car than what you think it's worth. Also, Nissan locations are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And check out the all-new Rogue. It is the hottest SUV on the market right now. I was in one again last week. I was so impressed. Okay, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You are going to save a ton of money as well. Back to Colonel Jim Warchuk, who is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Well, Colonel, you know, we got to talk about this this January 6th thing and this immigration trial that's coming up here. Or, I'm sorry, impeachment trial that's coming up. Because I've had a conversation with a person who shall remain nameless on two separate occasions. He's come to our Have Lunch with the Captain event over there at Mission Barbecue. And he sat there and he told us what he saw. And he and his girlfriend were to the rear of everything, kind of off to the side. They weren't able to get that close. But what they did see were people getting off buses and going around behind everybody, some of them dressed in fatigue pants and fatigues, with all of them had backpacks, though. Some of them had MAGA hats on, some of them didn't. They might have had helmets, believe it or not. But they all walked up to the Capitol steps and walked up the steps, and they were doing whatever they were doing up there. And this gentleman told me, he says, we noticed they were going into the backpacks and they were like putting on flak jackets and this sort of stuff or whatever it was. He couldn't quite, because he wasn't military, he didn't understand what he was telling me, is they were putting on their body armor.
Yeah, there's been numerous reports and eyewitnesses of people who were there, just like these individuals, who witnessed whatever group it was, whatever anarchist organization they were with, putting body armor on, helmets on, pulling out hammers, crowbars, whatever they had to break into, batons, to either defend themselves from the police or attack police, or to break into whatever part of the Capitol they were going to try to get into that was locked. So that's well known, and I would say pretty well documented by dozens and dozens of witnesses. And I've had discussions with numerous people who have called me to talk about it. And, you know, it's obvious, and you hear the same story from different people who don't know each other, who are from different parts of the country, who all are telling the same story.
Yeah, and some of what I got came from my brothers in the fire service.
Well, exactly.
Besides this individual.
There's enough information out there that clearly indicates that this was pre-planned. They knew in advance. You know, Antifa is notorious for putting out flyers. They actually go and, you know, duct tape them or staple them to flagpoles saying, you know, there's going to be this event, wear your MAGA gear, blend in like you are a MAGA person, you know, wear body armor, they openly do that. They send emails out to their people around the country and, you know, go to DC or go to Chicago or wherever their event is. That's well known.
This individual told me, he said a lot of these people were wearing the red MAGA hats.
Well, that was part of the plan. That was Antifa's plan. We saw flyers from Antifa and emails from Antifa way back on November 4th.
Yep.
After the election, they said, we know this is going to be challenged, and they gave the key dates, one of which was January 6th, to go to Washington, D.C. for that. That was in the planning well in advance.
Now, the other thing is, Lindsey Graham threatened the Democrats. He says, if you even so much as call one witness for the impeachment trial, we are going to open up a Pandora's box. Now, one of the boxes they're going to open is they're going to bring the Capitol police chief who resigned. Technically, he was forced out, but who resigned, and he's going to spill the beans on who it was that told him he couldn't have any reinforcements, and it's going to go right straight to the D.C. mayor and further.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Capitol Police Chief, it's well known his hands were tied with regard to how to respond to this. This is the Chief of the Capitol Police. This isn't the D.C. Police Chief. This is the Chief of Capitol Police.
Yep.
He has a responsibility for protecting and guarding that facility and the members in there. That's his mission. And he should get whatever he needs to whatever the occasion situation is to be able to do that. And he had his hands tied, literally, from the standpoint of no limited rules of engagement, and was prevented from doing his job. And because they knew they put him in that situation, they had to fire him, force him to resign. And he went to certain members of Congress, which he has a right to testify, and it'll be interesting to see if that plays out. But the truth needs to get out on this, and that's being stifled by the media and the Democrats and everybody else who's anywhere influenced by what's going on.
But on the other hand, there was a report that came out yesterday, because I sent you a copy of it, about the Bogalusa boys, and that's B-O-I-S is the way you spell boys. And that article came out. It was from two different sources. It was from not only the Frontline group, but it was also, I forget the name of the other one, because I...
ProPublica.
Yeah, which is a notorious left-wing deal.
Yeah, I saw that article, and I see that as a cover, because the Democrats, and this is what I've been battling the media with, every time I bring up that Antifa was in the lead for the Capitol situation, they tried to get me to take those words back, and I can't say that. I'm not supposed to believe that. This is what, you know, when you look at the Orlando Sentinel piece, when you look at my interview with Adam Smith, former political director with the Tampa Bay Times, they came right out and said, you have to stop believing this. And I'm like, no, okay. This isn't believing. This is what they're doing.
All right, we have a couple of callers. I'm going to try to make this as quick as I can. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You've got 30 seconds.
Well, it's quick, Captain Bruce. It's Deborah from Clearwater, but I just heard you talking about the buses that came in. And I thought I was going crazy because I had heard a lady one time on the radio on another program talk about she had seen some buses with people getting off and didn't know who they were.
It's true.
And I tried to get into the Mark Levin show to ask him, but the caller wouldn't put me through. But so at least now I know I'm not losing mind.
Thank you,
and
Deborah.
It really did happen.
Thank you,
right.
Deborah. Okay, it really did happen. She is right. Okay, got one more caller, Colonel. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You got 30 seconds.
Hey, good morning, sir. This is Eric Asimov. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Colonel Jim. Hey, real quick, regarding the Boogaloo Boys and that ProPublica report and some of the stuff going on, if those knuckleheads are so dangerous and everything, why are their decentralized leaders being allowed to be interviewed and still being allowed to put out their propaganda on Twitter, just as Antifa is allowed to put out their propaganda? I am of the opinion that both sides are being run by a counterintelligence program that's being done to foment, problems within the middle, the middle voters of the country. That if the Boogaloos were so dangerous,
good,
they'd be shut down.
Good Thanks point. For- Thank you very much. Good point, Colonel. I kind of tend to agree with him, and he said that once before to me in private, but I do tend to agree with him on that one.
Yeah, the Boogaloo Boys are on the far right, Antifa, obviously the far left.
Yep.
Whether there is an orchestrated effort and strategy on the part of, which would be the political left, to foment that type of discourse among people because of that, that's probably partially true. But the main effort to understand is they're trying to prevent any evidence and information out there about Antifa being involved, and that's why these stories are coming out from the far left.
All right, well, Colonel, sir, we're going to lose you on this one. I got to talk to you next week, if not sooner, somewhere along the line. But you have a great day, sir.
All right, take care, man.
All right, Colonel Jim Warchuk, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, retired U.S. Air Force colonel. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five very young children in a van are dead after a suspected family member opens fire in a rampage early Tuesday morning. Muskogee, Oklahoma Police Chief Johnny Teehee said, "You think mass murder with adults. When you have to put that with regards to babies, it's tough." Muskogee Officer Lynn Hamlin IDs the suspect.
The suspect was taken into custody a short time later this morning, and his name is Jaron Dejon Pridgen.
Court records show Pridgen had a previous felony conviction for assault and battery with a weapon and a couple of misdemeanor convictions. The House impeachment managers on Tuesday laid out their case against President Trump, asserting that he was singularly responsible for the occupation of the Capitol last month and must be convicted and barred from holding office in the future. Amazon announced on Tuesday that founder Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO in the third quarter of this year and transition to executive chair of the company's board. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. TwoGuysShows.com is the website, TwoGuysShows.com. Don't forget, coming up, the next gun show I'll be at will be February the 13th down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. That's Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. So stop on by, and we look forward to seeing you there. And shake the hand and shook the hand and all that good sort of stuff. All right, joining us right now, we have a good friend of the show who formerly ran for the Florida 13th Congressional District, but she is an attorney and a Republican contributor that has done some things with the Trump campaign. Matter of fact, you went to Wisconsin. Isn't that where you went as an attorney?
Yes, I was.
All right. And one of the reasons I'm going to talk to you right now is because of the fact that we have the impeachment trial coming up. And this is so very important because we were just talking, and I just told the audience that there is a very strong possibility, a very strong possibility that the Democrats are going to call witnesses. And Lindsey Graham came out yesterday and said in no uncertain terms, he said, if you call even so much as one witness for the impeachment trial, you're going to open up a Pandora's box. Now, what he meant by that is one of the witnesses that the Trump campaign will call, who has agreed to be there, I'm being told, is the Capitol Police Chief. He is going to spill the beans on who told him that he couldn't have any backup there with his police because they knew weeks in advance that a riot was being planned for the rally that Trump was going to have that day.
Well, I think when you talk about a Pandora's box, you're talking about these very things. These are the things that are going to come to light that the Democrats don't want people to know, you know, what the planning of the events surrounding January 6th, knowing that this was going to be potentially, you know, a major, you know, protest that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. They were ill prepared. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. But they don't talk about it because all they want to do is focus on the, you know, insurrection and, you know, Trump caused an insurrection. I have listened to Trump's speech multiple times.
Yep.
I do not see anywhere where there was an insurrection that he was leading. When he says, we'll walk or we'll march, I will be there with you and we will go up to the Capitol. I don't know how that sounds of insurrection.
Now, let me tell you who has spoken things that could have been attributed to be the word insurrection. Let's see. Ilhan Omar, Muqtada Tlaib, the Presley woman, Maxine Waters, all did things that would have bordered.
Kamala Harris too.
All have done things that would have brought forth people trying to incite or insurrect some type of action on the other part.
That's right. And I have an op-ed that I wrote back in January that was published in the Washington Times. You can see it on my Twitter and my Facebook at Amanda Mackey. But basically, I call out those very things. Where were the Democrats? Where was the outrage, when Rome was burning over the summer? What were they saying? Go out and do this. Get in their faces. If you see them at a restaurant, go up to them.
Yeah.
I mean, even Joe Biden has said he'd like to take, you know, Trump out and, you know, I don't remember exactly what he said. I'll be paraphrasing.
He says, I'd like to take him out behind the bill and, you know, take him out on the field and.
Yeah,
punch him.
Yeah, same. So, you know, I mean, it is the true double standard when you look at it, because you just look at the words that they said. Donald Trump never said anything about causing an insurrection, causing violence. And so, you know, I think they're just going to even when they're asked about, well, what did Donald Trump do that you're going to start this impeachment? Well, we don't need to really say anything because he spoke for himself, everything that he said. And I keep thinking, what did he say? Roll the tape. What did he say? So I think really what we're dealing with here is, a bunch of amateurs that all they want to do is get a pound of flesh. They can't stop focusing on President Trump. They're obsessed with him. It's really very odd behavior that they're so obsessed with a former president. But I'm glad to hear that the Democrats are realizing after that vote that Rand Paul held last week very smartly that you have so many people on the Republican side who are not going to support impeachment. And I think that number is going to be even higher after the trial that won't support impeachment.
Well, the problem is what they are going to support. Charles Chucky Boy Schumer says that they're going to go for censure if they don't get the if Trump gets acquitted.
Well, you know, this is, again, the American people are going to begin to see what is the obsession with someone who has basically not said much at all, if anything, in the last 2 weeks since he's been gone. What is the obsession?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is really a detrimental thing. I mean, look, it hurt us in 1998 when we went through with impeachment and we wanted a pound of flesh. And they came and they said, well, why don't you just do a censure vote? Why don't you not go through with impeachment? And Republicans said, no, we're going to impeach President Bill Clinton. And it ended up hurting us. And I think the same, the Democrats are playing with fire. They are going to get hurt by doing this because the country is right now in a very tough place with high unemployment. Millions of people are struggling during the COVID pandemic. The promises that Joe Biden made, he's not keeping because him and his party are fixated on President Trump. And if you're getting paid a salary to impeach a former president, you don't deserve that salary. You should be thrown out.
Let me ask you a question. You know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is, right?
I've heard of her.
Okay, she's a congressional freshman incoming clerk.
Everybody knows.
Yep, she's on the education committee, and of course they're talking about, well, we got to get her off air. We can't have her say anything. Oh, she's bad for the party. You know, let's just kind of state a couple facts. First of all, she came out of a congressional race with 12 candidates. You knew that, right?
Yep, in a primary. Very crowded primary.
Right. And two of the top people then ran off for the position, correct?
I don't remember.
All right, that's the way. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. That's the way it worked. Okay, and Marjorie got elected. Okay, fine. She is duly elected by the people in her district. If somebody wants her out, it's up to the people in her district to do that when she comes up for reelection. But in the meantime, we've got people like Ilhan Omar, Mokada Tlaib, Ms. Presley, Kamala Harris, who, while in office, said much worse than that, and we're not doing anything about them. Why in the hell are they so fixated on Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, the House Freedom Caucus came out and defended her. They have said that she should not be stripped of her committee assignments. She's a controversial figure, and I think, you know, there's some that say this is really not someone that we should have on the Education Committee, and then there are those that say, look, I may not agree with what she said, and she has said some things that obviously I completely disagree with, but people say, well, she was elected, to your point, she was elected, and we don't have that. But here's the thing is that, I think, When you have a fractured Republican Party like this, isn't good for us going into 2022. Again, the Democrats are focused, as much as they're focused on looking backwards with President Trump, they're also recruiting candidates. They're also organizing. And they have already recruited a candidate against Young Kim in California, who is also of South Korean descent. A naval officer. So, you know, they're recruiting good candidates, and they're starting now. And they're starting their campaign against our incumbents who are in, you know, tough districts for Republicans to win.
Okay.
They're already going after them. And, what's happening now is basically the Republicans are divided. And we need to figure out how we're going to win. You can't go purity test on everything.
Okay.
You've got to say, how do we get the House back? Because if we don't, it's going to be a disaster.
I'm running out of time in the segment here, and I want to try to get this in here. A group of Republicans in Georgia have just launched a new committee called Stop Stacey, as in Stacey Abrams. They are putting together a movement to stop her dead in her tracks before she has a chance to do any more ballot harvesting, which, by the way she's doing it, technically may be legal, but by the very verbiage of the law in Georgia, it is illegal.
Stacey Abrams showed that she was formidable. We had the Georgia Senate races did not go our way. That was the first time in 3 decades that we lost runoff races in January there. So the thing with Stacey Abrams that, you know, all the ballot harvesting, all the, you know, work that she did, that is nothing in comparison to what H.R. 1, look it up, H.R. 1 will do with election laws. It will make California laws national laws and nationalize ballot harvesting and mail-in.
You're going to be coming back later in the week, so I'll talk to you then. But in the meantime, we're going to run out of time. There goes the computer. It just cut you off. So we'll have Amanda Mackey back on. We got a lot more we need to talk about. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps
should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this segment in the program, final segment, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repair. So if you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, remember that all military and first responders do get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Again, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, that phone number is 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. Might get you a free trip to the back room for some of that special pastry they got back there. All right. Let's go to Brandon Rimes. Brandon Rimes is the host of the Consumer Quarterback Show, heard on my flagship station, and it's also heard around the country as well at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. And good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, a lot of people have been running into me and asking me a lot of consumer-type questions, so we're going to concentrate on that right now. And the very first thing I want to talk to you about is buyers, if you're looking for the official, and a lot of people are, looking for the official NFL championship wear, hats and shirts and sweaters and sweatshirts and all that stuff. What is it that they need to look for that's on every one of those official things there, Brandon?
Well, they're going to be looking for made in the USA, not made in China. And it's going to have the NFL, it's going to have the NFL branding. It's going to say the, I believe it's going to say the commemorative.
Right. Now, I went by, and you know right where it is because you told me you went by it too. I went by on the way out to Oldsmar to a meeting I had. A tent, and the tent said official NFL Super Bowl merchandise, and they had the flags up and the signs and the banners and all that stuff, and it was like a fireworks tent, like a big tent. So I figured, well, I'll stop by on the way back just to stick my head in here and see what's going on. So I pulled in, went inside. They were pretty busy. They were selling hats and shirts and sweatshirts and flags and blankets, and everything buck-related. They had pillows. They had all kinds of different little, they had cups and whatnot. So I looked at the hats, and I looked at the shirts, and I looked at the sweatshirts. Every one of them, Brandon, made in China. Every one of them. Fakes. Fakes. I thought they couldn't do that.
Yeah, they're not supposed to, and if they get caught, they'll be in some big trouble. And it seems like China has fakes for everything, don't they? The purses, all kinds of sunglasses. Mm-hmm. They're knocking off everything, but who knows? It's probably rolling back to Beijing.
Well, right? They were far enough out there away from, the Tampa and the stadium. They probably figured they were in a good location sitting there in a field, which is where they were with a tent.
Yeah, they probably thought that would be fine, and they've probably done it before, and they just get away with it for a little while, and then maybe they get a fine at some point. But, just make sure you buy American. Yeah. Go Bucks.
Yeah, absolutely, go Bucks. And, oh, by the way, how about Gronk yesterday giving four people that were over at Advent Health in North Pinellas tickets to get to the Super Bowl?
Nice. That was awesome.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had the tickets, of course. Every member of the team gets so many tickets to give their relatives and whatnot. And I guess he had tickets where the relatives didn't want to come, so he gave them to the health workers.
Yeah, what a good guy. I love Gronk. We've got a great team. We've got a great team of folks.
Yep. And hopefully he'll catch at least one touchdown pass from Brady during the course of the game, and I think he probably will because he's been there before, so the two of them know how to work together. Now, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing when we talk about all the stuff that's going on here. We've got people that are concerned about these warranties because they're getting calls now from people going, hey, if you're having problems with your water pipes, well, we can give you a warranty for X amount of dollars. Or, hey, how about this one? Your car warranty. You got 199,000 miles on your car. Well, guess what? We can sell you an extended car warranty, and it only costs you $99 a month. Well, you might not be getting what you're paying for.
Right, yeah. Especially when you have these robo-dialers. You know, we've talked about robo-dialers many times and some of these illegal or barely legal type programs that the companies will run, and then a lot of times it's a corporation that's not even based in the United States. It's hiding through layers of corporate bureaucracy, and then when it comes time to pay out a claim, they're going to hide behind some of the fine print. So I would just be very cautious when you're looking through those, and then also never a bad idea to have your attorney review anything that you're going to sign.
Well, yeah, if they're going to send you a contract, which they should do. Don't do anything on the telephone. Don't say, well, we'll send this to you. Oh, no, 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 no. You send it to me first. I want to look at it, and then I'll tell you whether or not I want to sign it.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. You got to review it and look at your due diligence and make sure you're not throwing your money away.
Yeah, and the same thing goes for extended warranties on anything. Say somebody knows you got an Apple phone. an iPhone, or somebody knows you got a Samsung phone, and you get a call from the XYZ company, you don't recognize the number, don't recognize who it is, and they go, well, we can sell you an extended warranty that'll take care of 197% of whatever it is that's going to cost you, and you'll make money to boot. Uh-uh. If it sounds too good to be true, it ain't true.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be careful. There's so many different scams out there. There's even scams we see in our real estate business where people are posting properties we have for sale. They're just copying the pictures, copying the listing, basically, over to Craigslist or some other site and putting it for rent, and they're getting people suckered into sending you the deposit, mailing the deposit to a P.O. box. And it's not
what they used to do years ago, and I'm not sure they do it anymore, is they would actually rent out a house that was available up for sale. Maybe it was one of these old FHA houses. They'd rent it for sale, or for a week or so or whatnot, and sometimes they got by with it, sometimes they didn't. But when they got caught, boy, they got nailed. All right, we're running out of time here. I want you to give everybody the website for the Consumer Quarterback Show and your phone number.
Yeah, Brandon Rhines here. I'm at 813-750-0550. You can call or text that line, 813-750-0550 is our hotline. And you can also hit the website at consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com.
All right, and we will be listening for you on the radio afternoons at 4 p.m. Thank you very much, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Captain. Appreciate you, man.
All righty. That's Brandon Rhymes, and, of course, he's heard here locally, but he talks about all kinds of things out there nationally. You know, if you got a problem, you can call him or go to his website, consumerqb.com, to find out more. Well, you know, we said a lot of things today on the radio, some of which you've heard, some of which you haven't heard, some of which you're probably still scratching your head going, how do you know that? How do you find that out? Well, it's because we do checking. We check, we cross-check, we verify, we do everything we possibly can to get things right here on the program. That's what people do. Now, as a brother of the badge, I talk to a lot of firefighters when it comes to a lot of incidents. I also talk to various police officers when it comes to certain incidents around the country, because you want to get the straight scoop. And you don't want to say anything that they don't want you to say, because if they're trying to catch a suspect, for example, you're not going to hear me screw up the case because I said something that wasn't supposed to be said. No, 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 no. Now, some of these reporters will get out there that don't know what they're doing, and they'll say something or they'll do something that they aren't supposed to do because they're trying to catch a bad guy. So think about that for a minute. And, oh, by the way, here on this program, we're all about Blue Lives Matter. We're all about Red Lives Matter. We're all about All Lives Matter. That's what we do. That's what we do. Because it's all about America. And it's all about what we the people can do to keep the United States the greatest place on the planet Earth on which to be. And let's not forget that while the national media in the past has played favorites and tried to take down a president while he was actually in office because they didn't care for the result, well, who's laughing now? And by the way, something else, you're going to hear conflicting reports about the stimulus today. You're going to hear about the Republicans' plan, $1,000 stimulus check, and the Democrats' $1.9 trillion versus $618 billion, $1,400 versus $1,000. It looks like as if they are going to take the reconciliation process and are going to put that $1,400 through. Why? Because that's what they said to win an election, and if they don't do it, they can kiss Georgia totally goodbye, number one, and the rest of the country as well, because people are going to go, hey, wait a minute. They said it was $2,000, and they only gave us $600. Now they want to give us $1,000? Where's the $2,000? All right, whatever. But you get my drift. All right, we'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Have a great day. God.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.